Hello, loves. It's Ruthie. This is just another request fill. I got several requests to do different accents. some were specific, some were not. I am not very good at accents. I mean, maybe every now and then I can do it for like 2 seconds and it'll be glorious, but I cannot keep it up. Hence why I've never done an accented script fill or anything like that. I have recorded them and I have deleted them. I'm sorry, you will not get the never released versions because I've deleted them. But because I said I would do whatever you guys asked, I'm going to give you a collective of some accents that I was requested. Bear with me as I try to like get into the accent zone, I guess. Okay, some of these I don't even know. So here's my trick. When I'm asked to do an accent, all I do is I copy either something out of a movie or somebody I know that has the accent. I copy them. I can mimic. I cannot do it on my own. So maybe if I had a script in front of me, sometimes I can keep it up. So one of them was Valley Girl. All I think of is like in the movies when they're like, totally, yeah. Like, I don't, gag me with a spoon. Like, I don't even know how to do Valley Girl. I'm sure I could do much better. I'll have to come back to that one someday. Maybe I'll try to do an audio just like that. If it's scripted like that, I bet I could do it. I just don't know what they say. What else? Okay. So I was asked to do a country accent or a Southern Belle. Okay, so I'm actually Southern. I hide my accent because it's not a very friendly accent sometimes for some people. Some people, they say it sounds uneducated or it reminds them of the oppression of the Southern culture for women and such, but I don't know, I'm very proud of my heritage, and I can do a Southern accent, but it gets muddled because how do I explain this? When I press record, I have my very clear diction voice on, so it's very hard for me to slide into my natural accent because I've trained myself not to. Let's think. Southern accent. What is something I would say? Let's see if I can slide into it. It's so hard. In my head, I'm like, don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. Oh, you guys. Well, hey there. Oh, we are so glad that you came. I am just pleased as punch that you could join us today. Mm-hmm. Well, we was afraid you was never going to make it. Okay, that's all I can do. I can't do it anymore. I hope that you guys picked up on it. It's hard because I'm just trying to talk. Get me drunk, though, or angry. She's there. Like, Ms. Ruthie from the South? Mm-mm, she ain't having none of it. Okay, let's think. British? Ooh. I'm so nervous to do British because I have really good friends in GWA that have English-British accents, and I do not want to offend anybody. Oh, gosh. Okay, I will quote some movie stuff. So I'm clearly going off movie. So if this is an incorrect accent, you have to blame the movie. I'm just going to think of some quotes from different movies. Something I actually say all the time is, well, I surely don't... Oh, wait, I can't even do it now that I'm trying to do it. I'm sure I don't know. I don't know, I do that all the time. The only other... Oh gosh, this is going to be a funny line. The only other British accent I can think of is from a comedy movie, and it's a very passionate Brit, and some people may have seen it, but it's Oldest Snow, Oldest Snow. And so it's when the coral's in his leg, and he's like, he's wanting the coral out of his leg because it's stabbing into him, and he's freaking out. He's freaking out a lot because he's a pain ninny. So he's like yelling at the guy Peter, and he's just like, he's like, "Peter, it's raping me leg. Can you get it out?" He's going like that, and then Peter pulls it out, and he goes, "Oh, fuck my arse." I hope that was okay. I can't otherwise. I'm trying to think of nicer, cleaner, wholesome British videos, but I can't. I watch IT Crowd, the IT Crowd, the IT Crowd, all the time, and I'm just, now that I think about it, I'm like, I can't even think. I love when Moss says the weekend, like it's two words, instead of we say weekend. He says, what you gonna do for the weekend? He says it like that. I don't know. He's just funny. That's all I've got. Scottish. Oh my gosh. Okay. The only Scottish I can do, like I said, is mimicking. So, and this is way more than 5 minutes, but it was several requests. So, the last two I have is Scottish and Russian. Okay, so for Scottish, I'm just going to account a story that my Scottish friend told me, because I think it's the only way I can pull off the Scottish accent, unless I'm directly copying someone in front of me. So he lives in Glasgow, and they had gotten a Taco Bell, and he had never heard of a Taco Bell or gotten a Taco Bell before, and it was blowing his mind. And I'm from the South, where... where there's a lot of Tex-Mex and a lot of imitation Mexican foods. Oops, sorry. There is kind of construction going on. If you heard that clang, you might not have. But anyways. Oh my goodness. So, hardships of recording. Sometimes you never know when they're going to decide to be loud. Maybe they'll be done in a second. Anyways, to keep going, because this is just a thing. It's not a perfect thing. This is just for funsies. So bear with me. Anyways, it was blowing his mind what Taco Bell was. And so he was like, "Have you ever had a Taco Bell?" And I was like, Taco Bell, like the restaurant. "Yes, Taco Bell. Have you ever been there?" "Yes, I've been there. It's fucking amazing. Oh, I went with my brother. God, he's a fat fuck. And we ordered, it was tacos." I can't, I'm falling out of it. But anyways, oh, he's so mean to his brother. Okay, I'm so sorry. I went with my brother. He went like that. And it's hard to wrap my tongue around that. But, and the last one is Russian. Russian, I just imitate the very regular Russian accents, I guess, or the ones that have been mediaized or whatnot and stuff. I love to watch this one movie, and a lot of times I've said it in chats and stuff, but I'll say, "No, no, baby, my baby, no." And that's because she croons her baby that she has. It's a very crazy action film, but she goes, "No, no, my baby, no," and she's like holding her baby because he's crying. Other than that, sometimes people act, oh, I can't even do it, it's so hard to slide into it. How can I get into it? Well, this is really hard. I usually can slip right into it. I don't know why. That being said, Das Vedanya is one of the prettiest words, I think, in the history of ever, which I think I talked about in a different part of the audios. I think every time I talk in the accent, the Russian accent, my brother, he always tells me, say, musen squirrel. And so I go, a musen squirrel. Why? I can't even do it now. Why is it not coming to me? I don't know. But I think Russian is probably one of the ones that I'm the best at. I don't know why. It just is. I think it's because I have a deeper voice, so I feel more comfortable. Gosh, I'm really trying. It just sounds like I'm just sitting here doing nothing, but I'm actually in my head. I'm trying to formulate what to say and how to say it. See, I'm Russian. I speak with Russian accent. My name is Natasha. See, I don't even know if that doesn't sound right. And I say moose and squirrel. Americans always ask me to say moose and squirrel, but I don't know who this moose and squirrel is. It is a mystery. I don't know. That was me trying. I'm sorry, guys. For all the wonderful things you think Ruthie is, an accent person she is not, or a impromptu improv person, not with accents anyways. But anyways, I hope you enjoyed the silliness of the whole challenges that I've been doing, because they are 100% silly. So, okay. So, I will talk soon to you all. Bye. Mwah.